every time it floods, you get, how shall we say, the good news and the bad news. Okay, the good news would be floods can recharge the food chain because they bring in debris and then the microorganisms will break that down and life continues. But at the same time, things get washed in like fertilizers or gasoline, oil, diesel fuel. I mean, because we are sitting, you know, right here in the hub of all this industrial and agricultural activity, which if you know how to protect the resource, that's fine. But we've learned never to take that for granted because just so we could see 10 crayfish today and go in tomorrow and see none. And that's how quickly things can change, which people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. That in a cave area, you know, water moves so many cubic feet per second from the surface into the underground rivers. And so you can see almost immediate changes. And certainly the animals, I think, are probably one of the easiest ways to see that. Although we do water testing too, but still, yeah. When you see an animal in a cave, that's a good thing.